OTR Mobile.
CR, W4DJW.
Let me turn this radio down. Good afternoon, Dave. You headed out to the field?
Nah, it's too windy. I'm going out to Lowe's to get some cable management, tie wraps and stuff like that. I gotta reposition the hive mind. It's in the airplane room, and it was just strung up a year ago haphazardly, and I got to do it a little bit neater now because they want me to document it so that others can build it. But I was just asking, I just wanted to know, how does this mobile rig in my truck sound? I am within, I'm within compliance of your direction now.
I don't know. It's pretty pitiful. Let's see. We'll give you a 519. Nah, it's excellent, Dave. Now, beans, you give me the tip of the dam, we'll give you one. Go across the street to Harbor Freight, and you'll save exponentially more money on those tie wraps. I use the black ones if they're outside because they're more UV resistant, and they have a plethora of different ones.
Well, I didn't think about that. Over there next to Staples.
QSL. And I keep a shoebox full of tie wraps at all times and in different lengths. And they're the handiest little thing you could ever think of. And if I was doing industrial work and that, I'd go to some place and buy Thomas and Bettis tie wraps and that, and that's what you'll get probably at Lowe's. It's absolutely not necessary.
Well, I just I saw where somebody used tie wraps to do cable management. They like put the tie wraps around five Ethernet cables, and then they put a tie wrap in between each Ethernet cable on the tie wrap that went around the five, and it looked really good. It was a really good cable management, and all it cost was the cost of a few tie wraps. So I figured I'd do that because I got a ton of them. I've got like 96 CPUs running on the hive mind, and I've got to do cable management for Ethernet for each one of those plus power. And it turns into a lot of wires, and it gets really ugly if you don't do anything like that. So I think I will go across the street and see what they got.
Well, I just left Lowe's. I had to take back a part for the shower, the drain, in the bathtub, actually, and somebody had gotten it, and I didn't notice it had been open. I never buy open stuff, and they cross-threaded the 1024 brass bolt in there, and so I had to make two trips. But now here's your other tip of the day. When you go over there, you look for some stuff, and it looks like tubing, but it's not. It's split right down the middle, and it's for that. We use it in the offices and that a lot. Now, don't get me wrong. Get your tie wraps. But this looks more like, you've seen wiring in attics that had the metal covering on it. It looks more like that, only much finer. And it's black plastic, and it's split in the middle, and it's easy as pie to slip it over four or five cables. It makes a real nice-looking job when you're done, and it's very easy to install, and it's cheap.
The build computers with all the wires that go onto the inside of the computer, they use that stuff a lot. And you're right, it does make it look nice and tidy. I like that. But back when I was getting it going, it was like, had to get it up and online and running first and proven, and it's been running for a year, so it's proven, so now it's time to tidy it up a little bit. And it's pretty windy outside. I fought the wind yesterday trying to do auto-tune in the wind, and it just didn't pay out. It didn't pan out. So time to get some stuff done at home while the wind's blowing. Amy was saying probably March and April are going to be like this. Probably May before we get to good weather, good flying weather again.
Oh, we can hope we get some good days. We should, Dave. Well, I'll tell you. Boy, that guy's got a heck of a solar array behind his house. I'm turning on Brown Road here. Next house over has a new solar array. Boy, it's a dandy. Your radio sounds good, and I'm really happy that you got your installation there in your truck. And it'll make it a lot better when you're going out to the field. Yeah, they got some good stuff over there. And besides that, Lowe's look like a fire ant mound after you accidentally kicked it or hit it with a hole. There's that many people in there. So I think you'll do better going over there to Harbor Freight and then going the back way home. 73, Dave, I'll let you go. Just pulling in the drive here. And we've had both our shots now, so we're pretty happy campers. About one more week, and the full antibodies will be built up. W4DJW, N0TR.
I had a panic attack hunting for my mask, but I found it. In the car, I've got several of them in the console. In the truck, I haven't been using it that much. But I did put one in the glove box, so I'm in good shape. Yeah, I don't like to go in where it's busy like somebody just kicked a fire ant mound. Hopeful Harbor Freight's a little bit less crowded than that. Anyway, you and Bernice have a good day. It's a beautiful day out here. N0TR, W4DJW. Catch you later.